We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The new Jazz Fest lineup is out for 2022. Jazz Fest coming back after being gone for 2 years because of the pandemic. Jazz Fest is back. Among the headliners, The Who. I'm excited about Jazz Fest. I'm thrilled. But we still have to be aware of everything going on in New Orleans. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Hey, it's Thursday, January the 20th, and so it got a little chilly, didn't it? Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and really early this morning then again, just started to feel the change coming. And you know, there's this talk of a wintry mix somewhere. It doesn't look like that's going to happen in New Orleans, but if you were to the west or to the north of New Orleans, you may get some wintry mix, which, you know, it's not going to give you a chance to make a snowman in all probability, but in fact, I think we probably need to change that. I just thought about that. We can't have snowmen anymore. It needs to be like a snow person. But, I mean, why do we have a snowman? Why don't have a snow woman? I mean, you know, you could put, two things up there, you know, two globes up there, two snowballs up there to make her breasts. You know, why not have a woman snowman? I mean, really, if you think about all the stuff about men, why do we have snowmen?
Well, you just have to have a third or fourth snow person, maybe, that could be like your non-binary snowman.
Right.
But even then, that are snow being. Look, I'm just trying to be fair here. You can still have the snowman, and if you want to build a snow woman, like, go nuts. I don't think
that's not
typical. I don't think most kids are out there like, Mommy, I want to make a snow woman. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but how are you going to do that in, like, an anatomically correct way that's not going to upset your prudish neighbors, perhaps?
Well, I mean, the only thing that you would see on the outside would be, like, the snow woman's breasts.
Breasts. Right.
You know, because everything else, I mean, it's not like you've got anything down there for the guy.
No.
So you wouldn't have anything down there for the snow woman.
No, I don't.
But I guess it would just be the breast. And you could decide how big to make her breast.
You're going to get a phone call from the HOA on this one way or the other. Somebody, you're going to get an anonymous note in your mailbox like, I don't like your snow woman's got breasts.
But at some point, I'm sure there's a physics involved in this. At some point, you could only make the boobs so big because, you know, from the weight of them, they'd fall off.
Well, that's why you have to put a bra on the snow woman. You can't just let her hanging out there. Give her some support, for crying out loud. Give her something nice, like Victoria's Secret or something, you know?
Yeah, you could put, like, well, I don't know. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, what? What?
Chocolate kisses
For Christ's sake.
Something.
What?
Some pink can't. I'm not going to go anywhere.
You know?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Done.
It is 1:12.
Done.
Scoot. It is. We got a lot of show left to go here, man.
Yes, we do. But we do have a short show today because Governor John Bel Edwards is holding a press conference at 3 o'clock. As soon as that happens, we're going to bring that to you here on WWL. And if there is time afterwards, we'll talk about it. But he usually takes close to an hour. So, you know, if there's time after, we'll talk about what the governor said. But we'll get to as much as we can now. And plan on joining us tomorrow because tomorrow's Free for All Friday. And some of the things that we don't get to today, we will get to tomorrow. So, you know, crime is still a big issue. The city council talked to the police chief, Sean Ferguson, today. They're going to meet with DA Jason Williams on Monday. And when all of this becomes a little clearer in terms of what they're talking about and what they're doing, we will certainly talk about that on the show. I mean, we're not going to let this topic go. It is something that just so affects our city and our way of life. And it didn't have to get to this point. I guess that's the most discouraging thing to me. It didn't have to get to this point. But it did. Because city officials, over the years, and presently continue to ignore the real problem. So we've got the DA and the police chief pointing fingers at each other. They better come together at some point, or we're not going to get anything done. And Rafael Goyeneche of the Metropolitan Crime Commission blames the DA and judges for the rise in violent crime. And I always got the impression that NOPD was arresting people, but they were getting out too quickly to get out right away. Why is it so different? You have to ask yourself this question. Why is it so different in Jefferson, St. Tammany, and St. Bernard Parishes, or St. Charles, St. John the Baptist, Lafourche? Why is it so different in all of those parishes? Because there's a different mentality in New Orleans. And the mentality has been a progressive liberal mentality to pander to the poor suspects, the poor little people committing the crimes. I feel badly that they were not raised and it got to this point, but it's our turn to punish them. And people have not wanted to do that in the city of New Orleans. We are here because of that thinking. Make no mistake about it. No matter what they tell you, that's why we're here. And hopefully, we can put enough pressure on them to change things. So, in the midst of this crime wave in New Orleans, there are a lot of citizens living in fear. The return of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is a gift for our stressed-out city. After 2 years of cancellations due to COVID-19 pandemic, Jazz Fest is coming back in 2022, and the lineup is incredible. The Who, Stevie Nicks, Foo Fighters, Jimmy, Lionel Richie, Willie Nelson, Luke Combs, Death Cab for Cutie, Ludacris, Nelly. Those are just some of the top performers. Black Crowes, PJ Morton, Lauren Daigle, Irma Thomas, Big Frieda, Trombone Shorty, Maze with Frankie Beverly, Galactic, The Radiators, The Revivalist, Boz Scaggs, Kool and the Gang, Lena Prima, Royal Teeth, Sweet Crude, Ronnie Lamarck, a tribute to Dr. John and a tribute to Alan Toussaint. All of this is going to be awesome. If we ever needed a distraction, Jazz Fest is giving us a distraction we really, really need. But even the joy of Jazz Fest is going to be carried along with concerns of carjackings and car break-ins and armed robberies. Nothing in New Orleans will take place on an island. And even Jazz Fest will carry concerns about the state of our city and the failure of our city leaders to do more to discourage the free reign that young, thug-minded individuals continue to have over the citizens of New Orleans. We do live in a new world with the reality of the pandemic and a crime wave. And precautions will need to be taken to battle both of those things. But since the pandemic and crime are givens, Jazz Fest is going to bring some relief for Jazz Fest goers, for the musicians, for the artists, and for the many vendors that make Jazz Fest such a unique experience in New Orleans. I'm excited about it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. And Stevie Nicks, among the headliners, Jazz Fest 2022. Now, you're going to have to show that you're vaccinated or maybe that you have proof of a negative test. So, again, this is part of the new world that we live in. When we come back out of this break, I want to tell you about really one. This is the anniversary of a really bizarre incident that took place in the world of rock. It happened in 1982, a bizarre thing that happened, and it really helped brand the rock artist that was involved. We'll tell you what it is coming up next. I'm Scoot. This is WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it happened on this day, January 20th, 1982, at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Des Moines, Iowa. This is the day in 1982 Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a real bat.
Whoa!
It really happened. Now, plastic bats had been tossed onto the stage when Ozzy performs, and there was a time when he was known for biting the head off of two live doves during a meeting with executives at a record company. So he's known for, like, you know, biting things. So somebody at this concert in 1982 in Des Moines, Iowa, threw a real bat on the stage. Ozzy grabbed it and bit the head off of it. Ozzy is convinced the bat was alive and also bit him. Ozzy was immediately rushed to the hospital for rabies shots. And, man, I've heard nothing about that that is attractive. Ooh. Mark Neal is the guy who threw the bat on the stage. 17 years old, he said the bat was dead, and he said it was close to being rancid. And Ozzy grabbed the bat and bit the head totally off of it. And this has really become part of his legacy. And on the 37th anniversary, well, 37 years after that, Ozzy Osbourne's official story included selling toy bats with removable heads in celebration of the occasion. But this is the day Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a real bat. It's not a myth. It really happened.
You know, people probably want to give Ozzy a hard time about that. He's just doing his act. He bites stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess if he's biting doves, okay, well, let's set that aside for a second. But not nearly enough blame has fallen on this young man who brought a rotting bat carcass to the concert and what, like kept it in his pocket until
yeah,
the right
that's,
time
that's
of the
right.
Show?
I mean, and
what
the
hell, kid?
And I think we've learned pretty recently with the whole COVID scare that, you know, bats are disease ridden.
Yeah. He's the original super spreader.
Yeah, so Ozzy's lucky to be alive.
That is so gross.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to New Orleans. And Kendrick, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Kendrick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, it's
Kendrick.
I'm doing good.
Okay, it's Kendrick. Okay, I'm sorry, Kendrick.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Scoop?
I'm good.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to tell you that I admire your show, and I always listen in, and the topic you're bringing up today, it kind of hit home, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the crime in the city. I'm 43 years old. I grew up in Uptown New Orleans. Crime was bad back then. I was a part of the 1994 when we had all those murders.
Yeah, and, 94 to 96 was horrific. I remember, I think it was 95. We had close to 400 murders that year, and that included two NOPD officers who committed first degree murder in their uniforms while they were in uniform.
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember those years.
Yes, and I just wanted to say that I think that. I just believe that the system is made for the kids in New Orleans, and maybe the officials may not see it this way, but it's made for them to fail. First of all, there's failure in the homes. So you have all of these kids that don't have any fathers because their father's been locked up for petty crimes like marijuana. And, you know, the kids go wild, and then they go to a school system that's failing, although I do believe that the school system has gotten better, you know, than the past. But you still have all of these hurting kids, these single parents, and poverty, and all of those things contributes to why we have so much crime. We see what happens with the kids, and, you know, they end up in jail or they kill somebody and all of these things. But we're not really looking at the real issues that why are these things really happening. So I think that these are part of the reasons, and the prison systems are making all this money for having people in prison. So, you know, that's why I don't even vote for the sheriff stuff and all that. I don't even agree with all that stuff because they're not rehabilitating these kids, and they're not making them better. and the crime just keep going on and going on. That's why they're having all these cycles of crime and all of this stuff, and these people are not safe, and it's just really a shame.
Kedrick, all that you bring up is reality, and crime has always been bad. But, you know, I mean, I grew up in this city, and while crime has always been a factor in New Orleans, it's never been like this. And never before have people feared being carjacked at gunpoint like they are now. I agree with you that there's a problem with the system, but also part of that problem is morality. Part of that problem is not condemning the behavior that contributes to it. You know, if you have a child and you can't take care of that child, don't have another one. There's too much of that going on. The school system isn't that great. Look, I went to East Jefferson at a time when EJ was, you know, just, I would say when I was there, it was a minimal school in terms of, like, yeah, you know, thriving education. I mean, I wasn't a good student. I suffered with obsessive compulsive disorder, didn't know what it was at the time. But, you know, my parents didn't drive me to study. There were kids in school who got straight A's, and they were brilliant. But, you know, the education was there, and the education is there for young people, but it's not there for those who just don't want to go to school. And, you know, who wants to go to school? So there has to be encouragement from parents and from the community to go to school.
Yes. Yes. And this is the last thing I say, Scoot, is one, about 10, 12 years ago, this is before Katrina, a young man had stole my truck and it ended up in the night ward. This happened in Metairie, and it ended up in the night ward, and it crashed it and everything. I had to get my truck redone, and they caught the guy, and they told me that they was going to get him a job, and it was going to make him pay me back for getting that truck fixed. And sure enough, every 2 months or so, they were sending me a check from this guy. They was making him, they got him a job, and they made him work and pay me back.
Who's they? Who were they that made him do this?
It happened. He got caught in New Orleans, so it was some kind of program where I guess the guy ended up on probation or something.
Okay.
For the crime, and whatever it was, some kind of work program where he did go to jail for what he did, breaking into my truck and stealing it. But they made him, kind of rehabilitate him, give him an opportunity, give him a job, give him a chance to get himself together. I think he was under 18. So they did make him do those things. And I was getting checks for like 2 years until he finished paying me back.
Well, that was a great lesson for him. And I agree with you that taught him a lesson that he wouldn't have learned. He wasn't learning from his community. He wasn't learning from his parents, you know. And look, a lot of black males have been arrested. A tremendously disproportionate number of black males have been arrested for what we would consider to be minor marijuana charges. But there have also been more heinous crimes than that have sent a lot of people to prison. And
yes,
while that is an issue, it still comes back to, if you can't take care of a child, then you've got to be more careful about having sex. And it doesn't seem like anybody addresses that.
Right, right, right. And that's the whole thing. You have babies having babies, and the cycle continues. So, you know, and those kind of things, I just think that we need more programs. I mean, things like NARD and we had things to do when we were children. Like, it was always something to do. You'd be on a football team, a baseball team, they have activities in the park, they have pools to go swim at. All of those things kept us busy, even though we were a lot of these conditions that these kids are experiencing now.
Yes.
We had a lot of those same things, but we had things to do. We was active and we was busy.
And I think the conservatives in this country have really done a great job of positioning defund the police. And part of it is a fear tactic, because the concept of defund the police was never to get rid of the police. The concept was to, if there's money that's being spent on the police, and we could spend the money to guide the lives of people to where they don't become criminals, then that helps out the police, and that helps out society in general. So if there's a way to use the money in a smarter sense, that's great. But that's far from really defunding the police, which, of course, is a ridiculous notion. Kedrick, listen, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the fact that you listen, and thanks for contributing to this conversation.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Kedrick. Let's go to Nick, who's uptown. Hey, Nick. Welcome.
Yeah, Scoot. I was just wondering, all of these people, I believe what you and Newell have been saying, but all of these people that we put in jail, how many people are graduating from college, and how many people are coming out of jail? We build this culture, and you're on about these kids, these young kids having, people having no fathers and family, but always we build a culture of jail people, and I don't know how they stop that. If you're going to throw thousands of millions of people in jail year after year, you're going to build a college culture for people who graduate college. You're going to build a jail culture, too, for people coming out of jail.
We obviously we need more room for prisoners, but we also shouldn't have a system that is that allows people to profit from people being in prison. But you know, that's kind of part of our system. I mean, the city of New Orleans profits when you run a red light. The city of New Orleans profits when you speed or go through a stop sign. When you break the law, the city, in fact, the city of New Orleans needs you to break the law because they use those fines to help balance their budget. So I think in a sense that can be related to the prison system. But, you know, I think you're right about the real problem's not being addressed. The real problem is moral behavior. That is the lowest common denominator of this whole problem. And there are people, there are many, many, many African Americans who have moral values, and they have respect for human life, and they have respect for each other, and they're not part of the problem. And we can't be afraid to point out those that are part of the problem.
But if you go to jail, they don't teach you high morals in jail at all. And we got thousands of people coming out every
well,
year.
Well, maybe there's maybe there's more that can be done. You know, and
I
so
know.
Let's talk about that. But still, you know, you wouldn't have these people going to jail if there was more attention paid to just basic morality. Nick, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
There's one here I've been hanging on to for, you know, a few minutes since we had the conversation about your gendered snow people.
Yes.
And we were like, well, how do you determine, you know, without putting breasts on a snowman?
Right.
You know, how do you sort out one or the other? Somebody suggests that. Did you figure out the answer? Snowballs.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, up until now, I have disagreed with you on many subjects. I am now in total agreement with you on COVID and crime. Even if steps are taken to curb crime, it'll take years to get it under control. In the interim, we have no choice but the state police and or the National Guard. We, the people, should demand this, regardless of a mayor who does not request this help.
We are actually looking into talking about the FBI, the National Guard, and the state police being involved in helping out NOPD. And we're going to find out more about that hopefully next week. You know, tomorrow's Friday, Free for All Friday, and then we've got an abbreviated show today because the governor is going to hold a press conference at 3 o'clock, which we're going to carry live for you here on WWL. So we can't do it today, but know that behind the scenes, we're working on finding out more information about how we, the public, can put pressure on those reluctant officials to make this happen. And I think that it's so often the case, ego, territorialism gets in the way of asking for help and accepting the help that is needed. And we've got to get them beyond that, because I don't give a damn about your ego. I don't give a damn about your territorialism. I care about, like, making this place a better place.
Here's a text that says, nobody wants to face the fact that people who are committing the crimes all around the country have to decide for themselves to stop. Society is helpless. Everyone is helpless. For one thing, the gangbangers couldn't kill as many people in 10 seconds with a baseball bat, but they could with a gun. And the Republican Party gets too much money donated to them from the gun lobby. So America can count the Republican Party out as far as limited gun availability. So we just have to wait until they decide to stop shooting.
Well, you know, but I don't know how you limit the availability of guns when people are stealing guns. I mean, the people who have guns on the street, these thug bastard punks, they're not going to a gun store and buying a gun. They're stealing guns. And that's why there's got to be a lot of responsibility placed on those people who keep guns in their cars. And there have been some cases where people leave guns in their cars and the car's unlocked. Man, you are aiding and abetting murder and armed robbery by allowing somebody to steal your gun. So you've got to be a responsible gun owner in that sense. But, you know, even if there was a way, I don't know how you curtail the number of guns that are out there because they're there. I mean, that is a given. And better than trying to eliminate those guns, which I don't know how you do that. I think the next best thing is to just hold people accountable for the misuse of a gun.
Here's a text that says, it just says, very simply, says, how do we change morality quickly?
We don't. We don't.
There's not a fast answer for that.
No, we don't. Really? I don't think you change morality quickly. But we've got to start working on that level. And I think what insults me is that there are people who don't even want to address the issue. And look, I have talked about this for years. So if we would have started years ago, we'd be further along than we are now. So if we start now, at some point in the future, we should see some progress. But the behavior has to be addressed regardless of skin color. It's behavior that needs to be addressed. And I've had African Americans call this show the last couple of days and say they hate that these young thugs on the street are giving all blacks a bad image because there are so many people here, African Americans, who are responsible and they teach morality. And many of them are alive today and their kids are alive today because of their lifestyle, because of what they did. So it can be done. And this has nothing to do with skin color. It has everything to do with behavior. And we've gotten to the point where we're so afraid to address something that involves a minority that we don't even address it. We're hurting minorities by not addressing it, by not guiding everybody in the right direction. And yesterday there was a call late in the show from a guy who said, I shouldn't be talking about this because I don't know what it's like for a young black male to kill another young black male. It's true. I don't know what it's like for a young black to kill a young black, but I know what it's like for a young human being to kill another human being. I know what that's like. I can see the impact of that. So I don't see color there. I just see the activity. And we've got to be able to call this out and not disqualify information because it doesn't come from somebody that looks like you. Because if you had all the answers, nobody has all the answers, but if you had all the answers, this wouldn't be the problem that it is today. And we've got to call out the bad to distinguish the bad from the good. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Okay, she's back. Jazz Fest 22. Irma Thomas is on the list. And if you haven't heard, the lineup for Jazz Fest 2022 is out. I wrote a blog about it. It should be on our website at WWL.com. And you can also go to our website for information about the people who are coming this year. It'd be great to have it back after 2 years of being gone. And Keith Spira from NOLA.com will join us to talk about last night's Elton John concert and Jazz Fest coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot. This is WWL. Black Crowes, another one of the bands at Jazz Fest 2022. We're featuring a lot of bumper music from some of the big acts at Jazz Fest 2022. It's great to have it back. And I kind of go through this with a blog that I wrote on our website at WWL.com. Some of the big acts, The Who, Stevie Nicks, Foo Fighters, Jimmy Buffett, Lionel Richie, Willie Nelson, Luke Combs, Death Cab for Cutie, Ludacris, Nelly. Man, the list goes on. It's going to be so great to have Jazz Fest back. All right, let's get back to your calls from Baton Rouge. Pierre, you're on WWL. Hello, Pierre.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm just driving out of Baton Rouge, but I think there are a few cities and a few counties in the country that have declared that they are going to defund the police. And, of course, they've gotten a lot of criticism, a lot of pushback. I think the city of New Orleans has done it, too. They simply haven't declared that they're going to do it. There are fewer police.
Well, wait a minute. But Pierre, there are fewer police because there are fewer people who want to be police. I mean, that has nothing to do with defund the police. I mean, this started long before
defunding of the police.
This started way before that, Pierre.
It's a bad job, it's a bad boss, it's bad pay. Those three factors, and you don't have enough police.
Right.
Now, let me address,
but it has nothing to do with defund the police.
Well, It is the same result.
It's not. Look, Pierre, you've got an agenda, and you're pushing this defund the police thing, and it's obviously something that you're very passionate about. But don't like over excite people over this.
Well, Scoot, do we have fewer police now than we did? I'll tell you the official count, the head count.
Pierre, I've already admitted. I don't want to rehash this on the air. We've already admitted that there are fewer police today, but it's not because of defund the police. This has been going on for a long time for other reasons. So don't connect the two.
Not officially.
Officially,
well, no,
don't connect the two.
It's never.
Okay, so make your point.
You can't use state police. You can't use National Guard. National Guard isn't trained to police a city. Isn't trained to police anyone. They can sit in their Jeep, they can sit in their vehicles, but they can't really act as police.
And we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk more about that because that does seem to be one of the legitimate concerns. Now, we've had the help of state police before. Can they be more help? I don't know. I hope so.
They're shorthanded too. And I can tell you, I'm out on the highway. I'm doing 80 miles an hour heading to New Orleans. I am the slowest guy on this highway.
Oh, I know. I've been on that highway. I've been on that I-10, and I've done 80 miles an hour between here and Baton Rouge, and people are flying by me.
There are no police, so I don't know.
All right. So, what do you think the answer is?
For what? Orleans crime?
Well, you're talking about the problem. Not enough police. What do you think the problem? What do you think the solution is?
I think the solution for individuals is to move to another city, to another parish. You can live in a suburban parish. I can tell you, I live in Jefferson Parish. We have not that many more sheriff deputies in Jefferson Parish than NOPD has police. And we simply do not have this problem.
Yeah, I understand. We've certainly talked about that.
It's partly because of an effective court system as well as an effective sheriff's department.
Well, it's overall attitude. It's attitude of the police and the prosecutors and the judges. I mean, you're right about that. I talked about that at the opening of the show.
I've never seen a more passive, docile group of people than Orleans Parish residents. There are a few who are blowing the horn. But by and large, I think you judge it by elections, not only who they vote for, but the numbers of people who go out and vote. It's horrible.
Pierre, I agree. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, that is a problem. And, people need to vote, and they need to vote for the right person, not just the person that looks like them, not just the person that says they're going to take care of them, but they need to vote for the right person, and they need to see through the political facades. Pierre, I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. On this day in 1964, the Beatles' first American album was released, Meet the Beatles. First two songs were big hits. I Want to Hold Your Hand, and I Saw Her Standing There. Now, it's January 20th on this day in 1964, the Beatles first released the album Meet the Beatles in America. And I remember that because I had it when I was a kid. February 9th, just a few days away, is the day the Beatles first appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show on television in America. So we're creeping up to the introduction of the Beatles to America. This is the day the album was released in this country. I'm Scoot on WWL. She began singing gospel at the age of 5. What an amazing voice. A sad note on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar. On this day in 2012, Etta James passed away at the age of 73, following complications from leukemia. But this is just such a classic anthem, and there are so many singers that just love singing this song. All right, coming up in the next hour, we will talk to Keith Spira from NOLA.com about the Elton John concert last night and the new Jazz Fest lineup, which has just come out. And we've got a lot of information about that on our website. I wrote a blog, but we've got other stories on there about the full lineup. It's a stellar lineup. And with Jazz Fest having been gone for 2 years, it's going to be so great to have it back. So we'll continue the conversation. If you're on hold, I'll ask you to stay with us, and we'll get to some of your calls as soon as we come back. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870, and you can also send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. I actually am having this conversation on my YouTube channel, Scoot on the Air YouTube. You can check that out, and I hope you become a subscriber. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.